Folks, George Wallace was born to a farming family like most people in that generation in 1919. His mama was named Moselle, and his daddy was named George O. Wallace. The young Wallace was born in Barber County, the home of Alabama governors. He was destined to be the king of Alabama politics and the most prolific governor and politician in Alabama history. Young George Wallace was smart and always loved politics. Even as a young boy, he used to sit and listen to Huey Long on the radio. You hear talk about poor folks today, but they are not compared. They're not poor compared to the folks in Clio, Alabama in the 1920s. Wallace was pretty well off compared to a lot of folks. His daddy owned a couple of small farms, and his granddaddy was a country doctor. How by no means did George Wallace grow up with a silver spoon in his mouth. When he went swimming in the Pea River, he wore cut-off overalls for a swimsuit when he wore one. And to make money, he picked blackberries and sold them for 10 cents a pound and turned the money over to his mama. He also made money driving an ox team and picking pecans on halves with the folks who owned the pecan trees. And just like everybody else, George picked cotton. When George was 13 years old, he became involved in politics for his first political race. He knocked on every door in Clio, campaigning for Fred Gibson for Secretary of State. Gibson lost, but he carried Clio. Politics was in George's blood by then, and he sure knew what he wanted to do in life after he became a page in the state senate a couple of years later. He was going to be governor of Alabama someday. Wallace was always spunky. At 15, he was a champion boxer in the bantamweight division. He was matched against an 18-year-old at Crampton Bowl in Montgomery. At first, Wallace said he was outmatched since he only weighed 98 pounds. But every time he was knocked down, he got back up and finally declared the winner. His face was so beaten that it was hard to recognize him. When he was walking in downtown Montgomery after the fight, a policeman stopped him and questioned him because his face was such a mess, he thought someone needed to be arrested. When George Wallace arrived at the University of Alabama, he only had a suit of clothes on his back and a cardboard suitcase in his hand. He had only been there 2 months when his father died, and the mortgage holders foreclosed on all his mother's farm property except the family home in Clio. Miss Moselle would not hear of George quitting school, even though she had to work teaching young girls how to sew. However, George did his part by waiting on tables, driving a taxi, and working as a clerk in the registrar's office to make money to stay in college. When he graduated, he went on to law school. In law school, George could recite names, dates, and places after reading them one hearing. He was famous for his memory. Later on in his Alabama political life, he was famous for remembering people's names. He knew people's names he'd only met one time. He could see them later, a year later, and ask about their mama by name. It was a God-given gift. While in Alabama, Wallace did pretty well. He graduated from law school in 1942, and the only job he'd get was driving a dump truck for the State Highway Department in Tuscaloosa. We'll continue on with George Wallace next week. Thank y'all for listening. We'll be right back.